So we're going to start this by taking a look at some language that we'll use. Then we'll just remind ourselves what a normal distribution is. And then we're going to work our way through a couple of the different parametric statistics that we've talked about, looking at what it means to have normal distribution assumptions and where and when degrees of freedom enter into the fray. You have to make a distinction between descriptive statistics, inferential statistics, and population parameters. A descriptive statistic is calculated from sample data to describe the value of some attribute of the sample. So you might be trying to talk about the central tendency of the sample, or the spread of the sample, or the shape of the sample distribution. If what you're trying to do is calculate sample data to describe the sample, it's called a descriptive statistic. An inferential statistic is also calculated from sample data, but as the basis to infer the value of some attribute of the population from which the sample is drawn. Now I've got my sample, but when I calculate that sample mean, it's not to describe the population, it's not to describe the sample, it's to infer what the population mean is. And this is why sampling is so important. It makes no sense to use a sample drawn from population A to describe population B. What we do much more often in terms of our desperation of getting enough data is we sample from populations A, B, C, and D and then hope that we can infer to population B as if we'd only had members from that target population. And finally, a parameter is calculated from population data to describe some value or describe the value of some attribute of the population. Now, if we could get population data and directly calculate population parameters, our life would be simpler. We wouldn't have inferential statistics. We wouldn't have inferential statistical tests. We just go out and get the data from everybody that we care about. No inference. Life is good. If I want to know the average age of you five people, this is not an inferential process. I get all your ages. I take the average. That is the average. The problem is, you're probably not really the target population. You might be a sample that I hope represents people who have taken this module before and will take this module again, and I'm likely to use this sample to infer. And so most of the time, what we have are inferential statistics because we only have sample data, but what we care about is population attributes. The notion of a parameter doesn't become useless just because we never have population data, because most often inferential statistics from multiple samples converge sufficiently that we begin to refer to that value as the population parameter of that attribute. Okay, we don't know that the world population is 53% female and 47% male, but we've gotten that statistics so reliably, so many times in very large samplings that we begin to act as if it's a population parameter. Okay? And so be careful when somebody says, oh, that's a population parameter. It's not. Okay? But it is a very reliable inferential statistical result. The other is the parameter is theoretical or hypothetical, with the measurement instrument having been designed or scaled to produce that population parameter. The average IQ is 100. Why? Test is built that way. The average GRE score is 500 per subscale. Why? Because it's scaled that way. And every 3 or 4 years, when they start changing a majority of the questions, they rescale the thing to make sure that on average, it's about 500. So that's not a measurement process. That's a measurement production process. It's another kind of cheating. Another distinction that we have to make is between an inferential statistic and an inferential statistical test. Inferential statistic is still what it was a second ago. An inferential statistic is calculated from sample data as a basis to infer the value of some attribute of shit. That should be population. Stole the wrong one. I'll fix it. An inferential statistical test is calculated from sample data to test some hypothesis about the value of some attribute of the population from which the sample is drawn. The inferential statistic is when I take the average of you five people and say that's the average of people who take the non-parametric module. That's an inferential statistic. If I then do a statistical test to ask if that average age is different from 24, now I'm doing a test. So one is an attribute description, the other is a test of whether that attribute is a hypothesized value. It's also important to make a distinction between a standard deviation and a standard error of the mean. The standard deviation tells how much a set of scores, whether they're sample or population scores, varies around the mean of those scores. How much will an individual score differ from the mean of that group? The standard error is very different. It tells by how much a sample of a given size is likely to vary from the mean of the population from which the sample is drawn. If the average age of the population of people who will ever take the non-parametrics module is 24, that doesn't guarantee that every sample, that every year's roster, will have an average age of 24. Sampling variability. But the question is, if we draw multiple samples from the same population, by how much will those sample-based inferential statistics differ from the population parameter? And that's going to become very important when we start doing significance tests. Another set of distinctions that are useful is a frequency distribution versus a sampling distribution versus a mathematical sampling distribution. A frequency distribution tells the frequency of different attribute values across a set of scores. So I gather up everybody's age and I draw just a regular frequency distribution. How many are 18? How many are 19? How many are 20? How many are 34? Da 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 da. Just a frequency distribution. A frequency distribution, by definition, is empirical. A sampling distribution tells the frequency of different statistical values from a set of samples of the same size from the same population. In other words, if I draw a whole bunch of samples of size 5 from the population of people who take the non-parametric module, what's the distribution of those sampling means? Now, sampling distributions are nice, but the problem is they're a pain in the ass. First of all, collecting them. I'm really going to go out and collect, say, 10,000 five-person samples from any target population so I can get a good idea what that distribution is? Hell no. What we see instead of sampling distributions are mathematical sampling distributions. A mathematical sampling distribution tells the expected frequency of statistical values from a set of samples of the same size as defined by a mathematical function of that distribution. Now, this is where we start getting into assumptions. We don't actually collect the data to say, here's the distribution of means across samples. We say the distribution of means across samples ought to be of this form. Now, we're assuming what that form is instead of actually calculating it from estimates. All inferential statistical tests are based on mathematical sampling distributions. If we did an infinite number of samples and from each randomly chose one person and for that person calculated their z-score, what would that distribution of z-scores look like? Okay? It's not based on empirical. It's based on an assumption that this model describes that distribution. Everything we do is based on that.